morning, Rabbi Yisrael. We're going to touch upon the end of the sugya of his pashtus, but really the main longest of the sugya is here at this last omer of Gemara. So we'll start from the Gemara and Yud Aleph on the Beis. Again, in the Mishnah we had Rav Yossi, who raised the issue that there's a concept called hispashtas, and he was questioning of applying that to tmura. Hispashtas basically means that if somebody is makdish, part of an animal, so automatically the kedusha spreads throughout the animal. And that's very, very raw, the way it's brought down in the Mishnah. It's not clear what the longest behind that is. Is it that it's a das thing, that when a person is makdish part of an animal, he means to be makdish the whole animal? Similar to the concept that we find in Shas, makdish ba'ayin yofa makdish. We find that throughout Shas. We find it in Bava Basra, that let's say if you sell a piece of property to somebody, so ordinarily, many Tanoim hold that moicher ba'ayin ro moicher, which means whenever we have a suffix in Choshev Mishpat, we assume that the seller is not giving away anything, that he hasn't specifically said he's giving away. So if I sell you a swimming pool in my backyard, we don't make the assumption that I'm giving you place in my yard to get to the swimming pool. The only way for you to get there is with a helicopter drop. Yeah. You want to get to the pool? We'll sell you a path to the pool. That's the concept of moicher ba'ayin ro moicher. You're selling it with an ayin ro. So the concept of hispashtus can be nothing more than makdish ba'ayin ro for makdish, which means when you're giving something over to hekdish, you're giving it over in a big way. See, even though I only specified one aver, right? But it's ba'ayin ro for makdish. But that's very simplistic to learn that way. Obviously, it would answer a lot of little questions, which we posed at the beginning of the sugya. The fact that we find the concept elsewhere in Shas, like kedushin, the Gemara said, why don't we say by kedushin is pashtas? If you makadosh, if you makdosh a half a woman, let it spread. So we had that the Sfasemis asked in our sugya, why would the Gemara in kedushin introduce a kutchum concept to something which has nothing to do with kutchum? That was the Sfasemis' question. So if we learn that it's a very simplistic thing, there's a concept of buying your from Makdish, then maybe you could apply that svar also to Kedushin and to other places in Shas. The Zer Avram questions if somebody's Meshachar, half of his Evet, why don't we say his Pashtas? Let's say you say half my Evet should be a Ben Chayr. Why don't we say now the whole Eved becomes a Ben Chayr? Because it should spread, the same concept. Now again, it's critical to understand what the spreading, how it's working. Is the spreading a svara? Is it a pasuk? And that's all, the Mishnah doesn't discuss that. From this Gemara, we'll get a little bit of an insight as to whether his pashtus is a svara or it's a pasuk. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, that if somebody says that the regel should be an oila, so the whole carbon should be an oila. Now, just reading the Gemara simplistically, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that's the svara. It sounds like the Gemara is saying his pashtus is the logic. Because the Gemara doesn't start off by saying, how do I know that this is pashtus? The Gemara goes the other way around. The Gemara says, Yochel, I would think, sounds like the Gemara is saying, logically, if you were makdish a limb, logically we would say the whole behemoth is kodesh. Talmud Loimar says, Kol asher yita mimenu l'ashem, yiyah kodesh mimenu, from it. Why does the Torah use a lashem mimenu? To tell you, mimenu l'ashem v'loy kulei l'ashem. Only part of it is kodesh, not all of it is kodesh. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying that the opinion who doesn't hold his pashtus, right? Because it's a machlokes tanoim. If we say that if you makdish a limb, that the whole animal Sounds like the onus of proof, the one who doesn't hold of his pashtus. The one who holds of his pashtus is far, logical. The one who doesn't hold of his pashtus, he needs a pasuk. Why doesn't it spread? It says, "Mimenu l'Hashem v'loy kula l'Hashem." Says the Gemara, "Yochel teitzi l'chulin." So now let's go to the opposite extreme. Now let us say that it becomes chulin. Tamagoyim a yir kodesh. It says yir kodesh. Hoketsa timocher l'tzorchei oylois v'dome hachulin. See, could you get a Torah study on I think that big, the big Malbum, the big Chumash, the big Makroskidos, I think it has the Torah stand. I need the, if it's broken up into two, I need Chelub Beis, because it's in Bechukresa. So it says, Tamaloymar, Yiyah Kodesh, Hoketza, so what do? Timochel Tzorcheilus V'domechu. So you sell the animal, and you use the money. The money is chulin, because the animal, since there is not a espashtus, so the animal is not entirely kodesh, just the limb is kodesh, right? But you can't let the limb just go in vain somewhere. So you sell it for an oila, somebody else who needs an oila anyway, they'll use it for an oila, and you, the money is chulin, because the money that you got for it primarily is chulin, except for that leg. So we take the value, the $10 value of the leg, and that you've got to use for kachim. The rest of the money is chulin. That's the Gemara says. Chutz mid mei eivir shabot de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon oimrim, minayin lo imir ragl shel zuhoi lo shekule yoyla. They disagree with this halacha. Shenemar kol asha yite mimenu l'Hashem, kishuoy me yiyah kodesh l'rabbis is kula. Including everything. So it sounds like now the Gemara is saying that the opinion who holds of his pashtus needs a pasuk. So we sort of went to two extremes. First we said that the opinion who doesn't hold of his pashtus needs a pasuk. Yochel, I would say, if you said Ragl Shazu Oyla Fekulia, right? Comes the pasuk and tells you that it's not. Now we went ahead. Now we went according to the other opinion. We said the opinion who holds of his pashtus, where do they get it from? We could have said simply, they go to logic. It's logical that it should be kulayel. We said no. We said shenema, because it says kol asher yite mimenu l'Hashem kishuoy meyia kodesh l'rabois es kol es kula, all of it. Okay.
So again, you could say that the mimenu would have told them that it's not. And that's why they needed the other pasuk to tell you it does, but then it's almost like the Torah is putting you through a loop. The Torah is sending you a message that there's no espashtus. That's the word mimeno. And then the Torah takes you back in and says, kula, that there is espashtus. Now, the simple reading of our Gemara is that the opinion who holds that there's no such thing as espashtus really holds that the limb, the only thing that's kaddish is the limb. Right? Just the limb has kedusha. The only thing is, you can't go and let that limb just go out there and be treated as chulin, because the limb has kedusha. So yeah, by default, you have to find somebody who needs to be makar of an oila anyway. They will take the carbon and bring it as an oila, ultimately. And that way, your leg problem will be taken care of. Otherwise, you have a leg problem. Your leg problem is you have kedusha on the leg. That's the simple way of learning the Gemara. So really, the reason why you got to sell it for an oila is not because there's any kind of oila to the rest of the animal. Only the leg is an oila. The opinion of all is we don't say espashtus. The only thing you got here is a cow that's totally chum. And it has a leg, which is an oila. And now the leg of this ox has got to be taken care of. Right? So you got to find somebody that's going to bring it for an oila anyway. And then the leg problem will be resolved. Now you have a monetary issue that you dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, the value of a leg for a korban oila, that you can't get out of. So that you take the money of the leg. You got the $1,000 for the para. You take the $10 that the leg is worth, and that you give to Tzorcheres as well. That will come to be an idol. That seems to be the Gemara, very practical. Okay? The Torah's Kahan, Rashi definitely reads that way also, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Yeh Kodesh, the top Rashi, Hahu Eiver, the Kivon, the Havi Hahu Eiver Kodesh, or the Hahu Eiver Havi Kodesh, Suloi Motzi L'mishchata, Hi Behem, L'shem Chul. So Rashi learns you got a mechanical problem. You got a practical problem. You got a leg that has Kedusha, right? The rest of the animal is chulin. The vast majority of the animal is chulin. You got a leg that has Kedusha. So there's nothing you could do. You're sort of frozen. The only solution we have for you is find somebody who needs an oil, give it to him, sell it to him, and now you only have your leg issue is going to resolve. Because on a monetary level, you can take money to have the leg and take care of it. Right? That's how Rashi learns. The problem with the way Rashi learns is that the Gemara flows very well, because the Gemara asks a question now. The other guy who needs the oil, he's missing a leg. Right? The other guy, presumably you're selling this carbon to a guy that needs an oil. Who said, Harel I oil? He said, I gotta bring an oil. Then it comes out this guy is really only bringing an oil minus a leg. Because the leg part of the oil is your oil. So it's really it's an oil of Shimon, with the leg is the oil of Reuven. Now, according to Rashi, it's very simple, because that's the way it works. Basically, what we have is, we have a behemah that's chulin, we have a leg that's oiler, and that leg that's an oiler will never change. It's always going to be the original oiler that Reuven made. Now, in Shimon, who was mechayev himself to bring an oiler, bought this oiler, he has a problem because he's fulfilling his neder minus one leg. Because the leg part is Reuven's oiler. So, Shimon bought an oiler from Reuven, but he really only bought everything minus the leg. Because the leg wasn't able to be transferred onto money or onto anything. So the leg is still the original leg. So you got an animal that's walking around with a foreign leg. So Shimon, who's bringing the carbon oil, is missing his leg. When he said, I wear like oil, that's a four-legged oil. He wasn't mechayev to bring a three-legged oil. He's mechayev to bring a four-legged oil. And he's not bringing... What? Because Kedushas HaGuf is not transferable onto money. Only in order to transfer something onto money, it has to be a Kedushas Dhamma. It has to be that the Kedusha reflects money. But a Kedushas HaGuf, a Kedusha which reflects Mizbeach, can't be transferred onto money. I'm not paying for the leg. I bought a carbon oil. Yeah? There's no question. Let's not beat around the bush. This guy brings his cow to the market. He's not going to get full price for it. He says, I got a very weird behemoth. I got a behemoth that's 90% chulin and 1% and 10% kodesh. The guy who bought it, kilu, he bought a behemoth and three legs, and one leg he didn't buy. Where does it say chutzim? Which Gemara are you talking about? That means the value. That's something else. That's the guy that bought it. The guy that got the money for this behemoth, he still got to give that value, the value of an oiler, of the Aver, he has to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Of that Aver. Again, if the original guy, either way, the original guy that bought the behemoth clearly didn't pay the full price that you pay for a behemoth. If the guy said, listen, I'm paying you for the whole animal, and included in that I'm paying for that aver, then the value of that aver, obviously, is kodshim. If he didn't do that, so then basically what you're left with is dmei aver that you got to give to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to take the value of the... That make a difference. In other words, you have to take the value of that Aver and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Whether it was reflected in the sale price or not reflected in the sale price is a Zaytik Azach. But clearly, that Aver never went to Chulin. The Aver of the
behemoth never went to Chulin, and the value of that Eiver never really got transferred because it was Kedushas Aguf. If it would have gotten transferred, then the second guy wouldn't have to buy it for an Eiver. He could buy it for Chulin. The only reason why the buyer has to buy it for an Eiver is because that Eiver, like Rashi says, it will never be able, this animal will never be able to be shechted, because it will always be a legged oil. Always. Which means that it's not transferable onto money. You understand better? There's no way that the Kedusha of that leg could be transferred onto money. You, as the seller, can deduce, you can take a Dmei Eiver and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not reflected on the behemoth. The behemoth remains, that Eiver remains Kodesh for the original oiler. And if it would have been transferable onto money, we wouldn't have had a problem to begin with. Then you could have just sold it and sold it for chulin and taken the Dmei Eiver and used it for kodeshim. The reason why you can't do that, Rashi explains, is because that Eiver will remain kodesh forever. There is never a way of removing the kedusha of that Eiver. Now I'm not telling you that all the Mishonim agree with this. I'm telling you the way Rashi clearly learns. Rashi means that Eiver will never, ever become chum. That's how Rashi learns. And that definitely flows better in the Gemara. Because the Gemara follows by asking, ask the Gemara, Omar Marati Mochel Tzachei Eilis. What do you mean? The guy who bought it, Hakamaisi Behemim Mechuseris Eiver. The guy who bought it for an Oila, he's not bringing an Oila. He's bringing an Oila minus an Eiver. Because the Eiver has Kedusha ready from Reuven. He's not bringing a whole Oila. Amarova
Boimarele Oila Bechayel. So he's bringing the whole Oila, it's just not all his.
He's not really bringing a whole Oila. Well, he's physically bringing it. But what he's really physically doing is he's a shliach for Reuven on the leg. For sure. But the fact is that the leg he's bringing for Reuven. So how could he be Yotzei his chiyuv? So the Gemara says on Okimta, now it makes it even harder to sell this behemoth. You have to find a guy who's mechayiv himself to bring a korban oila b'chayeha, meaning I'm only mechayiv myself to bring an oila which is based on what it needs to live. In other words, I'm only going to be mechayiv myself to bring an oila, meaning the animal, the guf ha-behemah, and whatever limbs it needs to live. And those limbs that are not relevant to its life, I'm not mechayiv myself to bring. So that's, you have to find a guy like that. So you could mechayiv yourself to an oila. If it's an oila, it's a dov, right? It's a donation. You could do whatever you want. You could say, harei alai to bring a chatzi oila. So you said here, harei alai to bring an oila b'chayeha. That's what Rashi teaches the Gemara. Rashi says, mechusu eiver, sharei oisoi eiver, einoi shaloi. That eiver doesn't belong to you. Elo l'choyves ha-moicher u'karv. That's the seller's eiver. Nimtzu sh'lekeach zelo hikriv oila shlema. He didn't bring a whole oila for himself. V'hu noda l'hakar v'ola b'hema l'choyves. So he says, harei alai b'chayeha, elo l'hakar kol eivorim sh'abei mechaya mimena. I was only mechayev myself to give life-dependent organs. The oila, and whatever this oila needs for its life dependency, I'm mechayev. There's no problem. I'm schlepping along an unneeded leg for Reuven. No problem. I never said I'm going to bring everything mine. I said I'm going to bring whatever the oila needs to live to the mizbeah. The only reason why I wouldn't be able to bring a behemoth without a leg is because it would be a balmum. But I don't have an obligation to bring the whole animal. I have a chiyuv only to bring what the animal needs to live. This was like a perfect match. On the other hand, I couldn't bring a behemoth that was missing limbs because it would be a balmum. So here I got a perfect match. I'm bringing a behemoth that's not a balmum. So therefore it's roi for the mizbeach. On the other hand, I don't need to bring all the limbs. So I got it perfectly. The limbs are going for him. I come to the kohen, I say, kohen, this is like a shul shleich manas. The behemoth is for him, and the leg is for him. One basket, bunch of people in the shleich manas. Here's one behemoth. This is a leg from Reuven for the oil. That's what he's giving, and I'm giving the rest of the behemoth for the oil. That's what comes out according to Rashi. Now, the Meir. So according to Rashi,
When the Gemara goes through, yes, it's pashtus, no, it's pashtus. And the Gemara first starts off by saying, why don't we say it's pashtus? The Gemara says, well, there's a pasuk that says, no, it's pashtus. And then the Gemara says, yochol teitzi l'chulin. According to Rashi, that means, I would think the animal now becomes entirely chulin. The Chiddush of the Torah is known that there is kedushas haguf on one apron. That's a big Chiddush. Because ordinarily, this goes back to what you were asking, ordinarily, we would not say that a leg has kedushas haguf. By definition, we've learned many times already in the sugis we had before that in order to have kedushas haguf, it has to be royal mizbech. That was the whole thing we had with the wood and the balmum is like wood. That in order to give, so really logically we would say that a leg can't have kedushas haguf by definition. The leg can only be kedushas dam. According to Rashi, the havamina would be that the leg is kedushas damim, doesn't have kedushas haguf. Not logical that according to Rashi there'd be a havamina that there's no kedush at all. You said the leg should be kedush. Why won't it be kedush? Kedushas damim. But the havamina would be that there's no kedushas haguf on that leg. Comes the Torah and says, no, there is kedushas haguf on that leg. And now that the Torah said that there is kedushas haguf on the leg, now we have a problem. The leg must be brought for an oila. The rest of the animal is totally chul. So you got to find this kind of situation. That's the Gemara.
The difference between the leg and the piece of wood is that the wood is never going to be royal mizbech. The leg could be royal mizbech if brought under these circumstances.
Right, right. Right, but ordinarily, without any pasuk, without a pasuk, we wouldn't look at the rest of the animal because the rest of the animal wasn't invited in. The Torah went and invited us to focus on the rest. Without the pasuk, we would focus on what you were makdish. You were makdish a leg, that's like a piece of wood. The Torah says, no. We look at what's connected to your svara, what you're saying, that's the pasuk. The pasuk is saying, no. Can't ignore the fact that this leg is part of a whole animal. And therefore, since the whole animal is royal mizbeach, the leg now has kedushas mizbeach, while the rest of the animal doesn't have kedushas mizbeach. Now you've got a problem. Basically, the Torah gave you a problem. The Torah didn't give you a solution. The Tanoim gave you a solution. The Torah just gave you a problem. The Torah said, now you have a problem. You got a behemoth, you got a mixed breed. You got a behemoth, the leg is an oila, the rest of the animal is chulin. Deal with it. The Tanoim came. And Tanoim said, we have a solution for you. Find a guy who needs an oil, minus the leg. Sell it to him. That way, your leg will be bought for a carbon oil. You'll get the money for the rest of the behemoth, whatever money you're going to get. And that's the solution. That's the way it reads according to Rashi. The Meiri and Rabbeinu Gershon and Erech and Daf Hei have a different approach. The Meiri's in Kiddush and Daf Zayin. They learn the Gemara differently. They learn that when the Gemara says, I would think, chulin, the Gemara never had a havamina that the leg is chulin. The Gemara never had such a havamina. The Gemara's havamina was, maybe the rest of the animal is chulin. In other words, minus, with the exception of the leg, avadas kodesh. I would think the rest of the animal is chulin. Kamash malan, that the rest of the animal has to be sold for an oil. That's very strange, because that means you're saying there is some kind of hispashtus. Well, again, we're going in the opinion who doesn't hold an hispashtus. The opinion hold of hispashtus, there's no problem. You might just select the whole animal's coach. Finish, it's a regular oil. It's like any oil in the street. You might just select the whole animal became an oil. Right? We're going out in the opinion who doesn't hold an hispashtus, which means obviously all that the rest of the animal doesn't have kedushas oil. But according to that mandomar, the whole animal gets some kind of quasi-aloch of an oila and has to be sold as an oila, which means the selling of this animal for an oila is not the Tanoim solution. See, according to Rashi, this was a practical thing. The Tanoim got involved, the Chachmei HaMishnah, and they said, listen, we're not just here to give you a poitik tav zayin apikeh also. We're here to give you a solution. We're not just going to tell you your problem. So your solution is sell it for an oila to somebody who needs an oila but doesn't need every limb to be an oila, and you got a solution. According to Rabbeinu Gershon and the Meiri, this was not the Tanoim solution. This is the what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying you must sell the animal for an oila. Meaning there is a halacha that the whole animal now becomes an oila. Not that you got to bring it as an oila, but you got to sell it as an oila. Which is really very strange. So you're basically saying that both opinions hold of hispashtus. It's just a question of how significant that hispashtus is. Opinion number one, Rabbi Yossi holds that hispashtus is mamish completely with all the halachas, whatever you put onto that limb spreads. Now you got a bona fide carbon oil, 100% pure. And according to those that argue, what you got is not a bona fide carbon oil, but you got an oil of pure leg, zav tahar. You got an oil leg that's perfect. And the rest of the animal is mishubed to a two. So it's almost like, why bother? Just hold up his pastas. You tell me his pastas does work. It's almost like such a compliment. Originally, we thought his pastas was the chiddush. One opinion came and said, is this new his pastas? The other one said, no. Mak the shenoyla, the leg, the leg. Now we're coming. The one who says there's no pastas is saying an unbelievable chiddush. He's saying, the leg is chiddush, right? But the leg is a pure oil. Okay? The rest of the animal is mishubed to be sold for an oil. Not as a solution, as the halacha. That's meikar adin. The animal has to be sold for a korban. Now, if we look at the Toras Kahanim, the Toras Kahanim actually reads like the way Rabbeinu Gershon and the Meiri learn. The Toras Kahanim says clearly that the v'haloi b'mukdoshin oime ragol shel zu oilo. This is a Toras Kahanim in Parashas Bichukaisai. And it says clearly, why does the Kedusha chal on the whole behemah? So he says, I would think ain Kedusha kula. I would think there's no Kedusha to the entire animal. Talmud Loimar, it says, kula l'ashem. So it comes out that it's kula Kedusha. So according to the Toras Kohanim, it reads the way the Rabbeinu Gershon learns, which is that the whole animal does get kedusha. So whether you hold of his pashtus or you don't hold of his pashtus, either way the whole animal becomes kedusha. The only question is it a real oiler? Is the whole animal an oiler? Or is the leg an oiler and the whole animal has to be sold for an oiler? That's the kuach between these rishayim. So we have to know what's the underlying Shaila here in different ways to learn, the way Rashi learns and the way now according to the Meiri, actually, once you sell the animal, right? So now really, the animal, the money that you got for that animal, it redeemed the animal completely. The animal now is completely really chulam, technically. Even that, the kedusha of that leg, became chulin in the process. That's how the Meiri learns. So according to the Meiri now, the Gemara wouldn't have had the question that the new guy is bringing a mechusar eiver. And the Meiri in Kedushin actually is that. He says that according to this way I'm learning, why does the question the second guy? Because if the Meiri learns that now that the Torah said that the whole animal should be sold for an oila, now that gets sold for an oila, and the whole animal becomes kodesh as an oila, including that limb gets kedushas oila from the new transfer, and the money now totally absorbed, totally took off the previous kedushas oila that was on the animal. So according to the Meiri, the buyer, Shimon, got himself now a beautiful oila that's 100% his. And the process of the sale removed the oila leg from Reuven and put it onto him. So according to the Meiri, the leg only has Kedushas Dam. You follow? Rashi learned that the leg has Kedushas Aguf. So that's why, according to Rashi, that will never leave. Reuven put a Kedushas Aguf on the leg. Kedushas Aguf is not transferable, can never go anywhere. It's stuck, it's frozen. So according to Rashi, Admei of Esrim Shana, this animal will have a leg that got Kedusha from Reuven. Will never be able to be taken away.
It's terminal. This is what it is. It will always be this way. Right? According to the Meir, and that's why according to Rashi, the whole shock of attire to Gemara is on the leg. The leg, yeah, the leg not. I would think the leg doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Kamash, when the leg does have Kedushas Aguf. According to the Meiri, there's only Kedushas Damim. That's why the Meiri was in a box. You have to realize. The Meiri and Rabbeinu Gershon were in a box. Why? Because if all there is Kedushas Damim, why in the world would have you thought that it doesn't work, that we needed a pasuk to say it does work? That's why they were forced to say that even the opinion of holds there's no Hispashtus, holds that there's a generic Hispashtus on the camel, because otherwise we would need no psukim to say that it's chal. According to the Meiri and Rabbeinu Gershon, when the Gemara says, oh, then I would think Teitzei L'chulin, that couldn't have meant the leg, because we're only dealing with Kedushas Domen. See, according to Rashi, that there's a tremendous chiddush here. The chiddush of the Torah in this parasha is that you're taking a leg and you're giving it kedushas aguf. That's a new chiddush. That until we got this pasuk in Parshas Bechukos, we would have never heard of such a thing. Like David said, it has a mile, it's connected to the animal, but so what? Who's looking at the rest of the animal? You will makdish a leg. The leg can never be on the mizbeach independently. And therefore, the leg shouldn't have kedushas aguf. So according to Rashi, the havamina is that the leg cannot get kedushas aguf. The chiddush of the Torah is the leg gets kedushas aguf. That's it. That's the havamina. It's maskam. Period. The one, and that's why Rashi is very clean. The one who doesn't hold the vispashtus holds it doesn't spread. Period. Doesn't spread means we're only dealing with a leg issue. The one who doesn't hold the vispashtus holds the rest of the animal stays chulin. We're only dealing with a leg. And that leg, the only shaila is, does that leg have kedushas dumb? That leg has kedushas a goof. Once the Torah told me that it's only a leg, right? So then it should only be kedushas dumb. Because a leg can't have kedushas a goof. Comes the Torah says, no, this is different. This, we look at the whole animal, and we say the leg has kedushas a goof. But the Meiri and Rabbeinu Gershon learn that the leg doesn't have kedushas aguf. So according to them, we don't need the Torah to tell me that there's kedushas damim on a leg. That's aleph base. There could be kedushas damim on a light bulb. You can make kedushas damim on anything. So the Torah doesn't have to tell me now that there's kedushas damim on a leg. It must be that when the Torah says there's kedusha here, the Torah is talking about that the whole animal has to be sold for an oil. That's why they learned the psukim different than Rashi, because they were forced to learn different than Rashi. Because they learn from beginning to end, from Aleph to Tav, there's no such thing as a leg that has Kedushas Aguf.
That's their starting point.
They hold that's their starting point and ending point. They hold there's no such thing as a leg that has Kedushas Mizbeach. Doesn't exist. Okay? Just like we had until we got to this sugya. If you would have asked me until we learned this sugya, is there such an animal alive as having Kedushas Aguf on a limb or anything that independently can't be put on the Mizbeach? The answer is absolutely not. If you went over to a table and said, this table should have Kedushas Aguf, doesn't work. It becomes Kedushas Dama. Right? If you go over to a pig and you say it should have Kedushas Aguf, it can't get Kedushas Aguf. Why not? Because it can't be put on the Mizbeach. If you went over to a deer, you're not so prust. You went to a deer. You said, the deer should have Kedushas Aguf. It also is not Chal Kedushas Aguf. It's not Roy for the Mizbeach. So a leg is like a pig. It's not Roy for the Mizbeach. Oh, well, the rest of the animal. Who's talking about the rest of the animal? I never said, if I makdish my barn to the Mizbeach, we don't say, well, there's animals in the barn. I'm not makdish those animals. I was makdish the barn. The barn is not Roy for the Mizbeach. So if I say my barn should be an oiler, it doesn't become an oiler. The value goes for an oiler. So if I say the leg of my animal should be an oiler, it should be like I said, the barn. Well, there's also animals in the barn. Shkoyach, I wasn't makdish them. I was makdish the barn. So I was only makdish the leg. The leg cannot become a korban oilah. And the Meiri Rabbeinu Gershon all that that's too big of a chiddush to even say the Torah is talking about that. That never, that not at the beginning and not at the end, there's no havamina that the leg should have kedushas mizbeach. Because the leg is not roi for the mizbeach. The only option we have is to say that the leg has kedushas damim. But if that's all the only option we have, what would the Torah tell me that for? Why is the leg worse than the walker? There's nothing in this room that I can't give Kedushas Damim to. As long as it has value, I can give a Kedusha's Domi. It doesn't make any sense. That's why they said it must be that when the Torah said it should go for a korban, it should be chal. The Torah wasn't saying Kedusha's Domim on the limb. The Torah was saying the whole animal has to be sold for an oil. And that's a chiddush. Without the Torah telling me that, I would say, just the leg is kodesh. Kedusha's Domim. Redeem the leg. Be poyed to the leg like you would any time do. If you were makdish the leg of that table, what would you do with it? Redeem it and give the money to Hegdish. So now you got an animal with a leg. Redeem the leg and use the table. The Torah says, no. This animal must be used for a korban oila. That's a chiddush. That's the only chiddush that the Torah could be saying. Because the fact that the leg has kedushas domim, I don't need the Torah to tell me that. That's clearly the what forced each version to go direction. But let's continue. Yes. You've been very patient, doctor. Right.
If it was an animal, the whole thing was Kedusha's good, then no matter how funny it got, you wouldn't have to give that money because it stays, the acre always stayed as an oil. You understand what I'm saying?
No, because he has a gift to bring an oil. He's not. He can't get paid for his oil. You know what I mean? That part of the leg. The leg, you want to say that if the leg remains Kodesh.
And it never changes.
He's bringing a good point. Barry, you hear David's point. He's saying if the leg stayed in Oila. Right? So L'chaira, and you didn't get paid for the leg, then you wouldn't have to take the money because you never got paid for that leg. You just tell Shimon, listen, Shimon, when you bring the Oila, have my leg in mind. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. It could be, it could be that that's why, because Barry asked the question, why does it say the Yovi B'Dameha Oila, just Chutz Midmei Yosei Aver? Maybe, like I said, L'chari, you never got paid for that Aver. So you'd be right. In a case where you would specify with the Lekeach, you'd say, listen, I'm taking $150 for this animal. You know that there's $50 worth in that Aver. That $50, I'm not taking now, I'm leaving it on the Aver. When you bring it for a korban oila, that Aver is my Aver. That should work. That's a good svara. Maybe you're right. That should work. The Rishonim don't discuss that, but that's an interesting svara you have. That may be correct. You may be right. Oh, so now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Chisda, Moid Rav Yehuda bedover shoy soy soy trefa. Even though Rav Yehuda doesn't hold of his pashtas, Rav Yehuda holds that the Kedusha does not spread. Rav Yehuda agrees that if you were makdish something which makes it into a trefa, an extreme case would be you makdish the heart of the animal, right? You makdish the liver of the animal, okay, the esophagus. The animal can't live. So then avade, then there would be hispashtas. You hear? Then the Kedusha would spread. Rav Omar Badova Shoyis in Avela. It has to be more than that. It has to be something which the animal would be called, have a din nevela. There are certain limbs that when they're removed, the animal is not only called a trefa, it's called a nevela. I'm sure you remember we discussed that the Rambam says, like, if the heart is taken out of something, out of a living thing, it's called a nevela. We discussed this Lagabi bypass surgery. If a person in the process of bypass surgery, where their heart is disconnected from their body, do they have a din of a according to the Rambam, they have a din of a nevela. So the wife should be muteres l'shuk. Even though technically the monitors are on and everybody's alive, but since the heart was bypassed, so the person is not, their heart is not pumping blood into their system, so now they should be in a vela. A kohen should not be allowed to be in the room. Atzon oil ames. I'm not going to go, it's a very complicated child. I'm not going to go into it. But actually, there were G'dayli Poiskim that had such a question. Rav Lezer Yudel, Zechat Tzadik Levrach, the Tzitz Eliezer, wants to say, maybe you need a new Kedusha. A guy comes out of bypass surgery, make a chasana. With a ksuba, of course, of Meah, not Messiah. She's now a Bula. Then get a ksuba of Messiah. So he says, Rav Sheshes Amar Bedover Shehimesa. It's got to be even a higher level. We'll see what they are. Ma'ika ben Rav Chizda l'Rav, Ika ben Ayu Treifa Chai. If you hold a Treifa lives, Rav Chizda Sova l'Kamanda Amar Treifa in a Chai. Rav Sova l'Kamanda Amar Treifa Chai. Rav holds that a Treifa can live. And that's why Rav added that. So Rav Chizda said that it has to be a Treifa is good enough. And Rav said it has to be an Avela because he holds a Treifa can live. Ma'ika ben Rav l'Rav Sheshes, Ika ben Ayu Rav Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds nitlo yerech v'cholol shalon avela. If the complete thigh was removed, including the chalal means the part that's even the whole cavity, so that even when the animal would be sitting, you'd be able to see it's missing a limb. The joint, the whole joint area is removed. That has a din of an avela. Rover sovelok Rebbe Lezer, Rav Sheshes loy sovelok Rebbe Lezer. Okay. So this is what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara doesn't say why Rabbi Yehuda's Maida? The Gemara just says that if the animals reach this level of either a Treifa or a Nevela or a Mesa, whatever this level is, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree if you were Makdish that, we'll go to an extreme case where everybody agrees. If you were Makdish the heart of this animal, everybody agrees it's Pashtas. The Gemara doesn't say why. Why would his Pashtas then work? It seemed to be a Machloikis how to learn the Psukim. Right? It wasn't a svara machloikis. It was a question of how to darshan the psukim. So why should it make a difference if you were makdish a leg or a thigh or the whole stomach? What's the difference? It's all a pasuk question. Seems to be. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, I omer Rebbe, nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda bedover she'ein aneshama kliyaboy, v'divrei Rebbe Yosi bedover she'aneshama kliyaboy. It sounds like they argue in all cases. Because he said, I hold like Rabbi Yossi, where the animal can't live without that limb, and I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, where an animal could live without the limb. It sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are arguing in all cases. Michlal de pligale de Rabbi Yehuda, bishlam in de Rabbi Yehuda, bidova shan shamakluya boy, michlal de polagale de Rabbi Yossi, el niv Rabbi Yossi, bidova shan shamakluya boy. It sounds like michlal de polagale de Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yossi even in that case. Vitayufta de kulu, it knocks off all the opinions we had. That say if you were makdish either something which makes it into a treifa or an avela or a mesa, now the animal has kedusha. So Gemara says no. Suri mechso v'achiktani. This is the way you have to read it. Nirin de Rabbi Yosi l'Rabbi Yehuda b'dov Hashan Shema Tliya Boy. Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda l'nech l'kol avela b'dov Hashan Shema Tliya Boy. Shema Tliya Boy d'le. So the Gemara now says that by Dov Hashan Shema Tliya Boy, everybody agrees it's pashtas. Why? So if you look in the Shita Mukubetzis on the side, he says only a couple of words. But in those couple of words, he seems to be saying a mouthful. He says, Gilyan, you got it, ois cut in hay. Svarim acherim shanashama kliyabai. On the side, the right side here, Gilyan. E mikra, e mi svara. Either from a pasuk, or from a svara. Rav Eliashiv only learned when he learned the sugi in his sefer. He only learned that it's mikoyach svara. He held it's a svara, not a pasuk. Imikro imisvara, which means the sheet the Mukubetzis seems to be saying here, that possibly this is nothing to do with the machloikis of his pashtas. Besides, for the machloikis of his pashtas, there's a svara that if you makdish. That the Kedusha should spread. Why? What is that svara? The Avnei Meluim, which I asked you to look up there, the Avnei Meluim in his Kedushim, in Hilchus Kedushim, wants to say that this is actually a Machloikis Rishonim, whether his Pashtus is logical. In other words, he wants to say that this is a some Rishonim hold that the only time Ispashtus is a Chiddush is when you makdish just a limb. When you makdish a part of the animal that the animal needs to live, then it's logical that the Kedusha should spread. I don't know why. Why is it logical? I said I'm only being makdish the heart. I'm not being makdish the rest. Why is it logical that it should spread? I said clearly, I'm only being makdish the heart. Why is it logical that it should spread? But he says that this is what many of the Rishonim hold, that it's logical in that case that it should spread. And that's why in Maseches Kiddushin, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara's application to Kiddushin. The Gemara applies this concept of our sugya to Kiddushin. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, what does the Gemara mean when it applies this to Kiddushin? As we said, his pashta seems to be a posuk. How to learn the posuk? Is the posuk saying it spreads? Is the posuk not saying it spreads? That seems to be the what does that have to do with Kiddushin? Kiddushin is no posuk. Why would you apply the concept to Kiddushin? So the Ritva in Kiddushin says, no. Everybody holds of his pashtas. What does the Ritva mean? That when you makdish a major limb on the animal, then logically there's a din of his pashtas. You don't need a pasuk. So then it's a free logical concept. You can apply it anywhere. The psukim are only required where you will makdish a leg, something the animal doesn't need to live. Then you need to have a pasuk to tell you that it spreads. But if you will makdish something the animal needs to survive, then it's logical there should be a spastus. And just like it's logical in kachim, it's logical everywhere. That's how the Ritva learns. And that's how he learns the Gemara in Kiddushin. Which would mean that this Gemara here is coming to tell us a whole new Kiddush, nothing to do with the last Gemara. The Gemara is saying, listen, there's a logical concept that if you makdish a major limb, then of course it spreads. The problem is that I don't really see the logic. There's no logic to it. I could be makdish whatever I'd like to be makdish. I'm the Bala boss. I'm going and saying, I'm only being makdish the heart of this animal. You could tell me the heart is not something I could be makdish, fine, so it won't get Kiddushin. But to tell me it automatically spreads, what's the logic behind that? I said I'm only being makdish the heart. It's like black and white. That's all I'm doing. His pashtas works even if you say clearly. Any makdish elos libo, I'm makdish only the heart. I'm not being makdish anything else. Why is it logical to say it spreads? But that's how the Avni Miluim explains these opinions and say it's logical. And according to Tosfos here in Kiddushin asks our question. He says, I don't understand. Why would the Gemara have a Shaila that it should apply to Kiddushin? It's only in Kachim, his pashtas. So all the Pesukim in our Gemara. Tosfos says, well, this is a new Svara. He says, when a person does Kiddushin, he uses the language Kiddushin, Hareyat Mekudeshes. So because he uses a Lashon of Kachim, he wants it to work with the same kind of concept. The Gemara says, when you do Kiddushin, it's like Hektish. So in other words, when I say Areyat Mekudeshesli, I want it to work with the same kind of concept. Memela, that's why I would say Espastus over here. That's how Tosfos learns our Gemara. The Gemara Kiddushin. So Tosfos seems to say, it's not logical. Logically, it's limited to Kachim. However, since you use this language by Kiddushin, you, as the person who's doing the Kiddushin, intervened, said, this is how I would like it to work. I would like it to spread. That's what you were saying. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. And Tosfos, in fact, says a Chiddush. He says, if somebody would be Mekanish a woman and not use the traditional Lashon of Kiddushin, he would say, Areyat Mereses. Right? Then the Gemara would not have a Havamin, it should spread. It's only in a case where you said Areyat Mekudeshes. So you sort of communicated that you wanted to work the way Kachim works, that's why it would spread. So again, the Tosfos, spreading is only a concept by Kachim. Period. The only reason why it was invited in Maseches Kiddushin is because the Mekadosh invited it in. When he said Areyat Mekudeshes, he said, okay, I'd like it to work like Kachim. Just like by Kachim it spreads, I like this to spread too. That's how Tosfos understands. The Ritva says, no. This is when you say a half a woman should be Mekudeshes to you, that's a limb that she needs to live. She can't live without half a body. So therefore, it spreads logically. So we see clearly there's a clear deviation in the Rishonim, whether his pashtus in this case is logical or it's based on a pasuk. Tosfos says it's always limited to the Pesukim, and according to the Ritva, it's logical. And that's all lies in this Shita, that says all mikra and misvara. These are the two ways, possibilities of learning the sugya. Now, the Gemara then goes to bird. Boy rava, ba'oif ma'u. What about a bird? Now, what are we talking about? If you're talking about you a makadish, a limb that the bird needs to live, then logically it spreads. If it spreads by a lady, it surely spreads by a bird. A lady is less behemoth-like than a bird. Maybe spreading is only by a behemoth, not by a bird. What do you mean? We schlepped it into Kedushin. If we schlepped it into Kedushin, that's mamash a cowboy. We brought it all the way over there. So now we can't even bring it to a bird? Doesn't make sense. That's what the Gemara says, boy rov, boy mav. Behema marachmona voloi behemavia. Oy duma carbon amachmona vainami carbon teku. Say, hey, you see from the Gemara that we don't even schlep his pashtas, maybe we don't even pull it to a bird. So in Kedushin, we gone wild. This, wherever you want, it's everywhere. Kedushin is pashtas. And here in Tmura, we're nitpicking. Maybe it's only by behema, by bird, even if it's a carbon. Maybe it's carbon, so it does spread. What's going on? So I believe that Rashi was bothered with this question. And Rashi, therefore, adds one knesh. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ba'oif mahu. So Rashi says, what does the Gemara mean when it says, ba'oif mahu? Rashi says, it's going like Rabbi Yossi. Ba'oif mahu. You guys got it? It's it's almost parallel to the end of the Gemara in Rashi. It's about three lines up. If you go three lines up from the bottom of the Gemara, the bottom of the Daf, and you go parallel to that in Rashi, it's Ba'if Mahu. He says, L'Rab Yoisi Kaboilo. Hikdish Regel Oif. He says, it's going like Rav Yoisi. What did Rashi need that for? You know why Rashi needed that? Why did Rashi say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda also? We you makdish aver shan shamakliba. We said if you makdish a limb that it needs to live, then according to everything, there's its pastas. Why did Rashi limit the bird shaila to the opinion that says a leg spreads? We don't see it in the Gemara. What made Rashi do that? The teretz is that Rashi was bothered. One second, Rashi was bothered. This doesn't make sense. When you makdish a major limb, then logically it spreads. So of course it works by a bird too. Bird is worse than a lady. Being a carbon. That's why Rashi said it must be that the Gemara's question is only regarding a limb. But a limb we don't hold of his bastards must be going like a biyasi. That's how Rashi's going. So this follows through because Rashi learns that his pashtus, when the aver is significant, then it's logical that it spreads. So that's really what we have here. We have here basically a deviation in the Rishonim. Whether we have two major machloikas in the Rishonim here in this sugya. Number one, we have a significant machloikas Rishonim. Whether the leg has kedushas aguf. And that's it. According to the opinion who doesn't hold of his pashtas. And according to the opinion who doesn't hold of his pashtas, there is absolutely no kedusha to the rest of the animal. We have, that is Rashi Shita. And we have Rabbeinu Gershom and the Meiri who argue with that and say, no, there is a generic kedusha to the whole animal. Just it's only the leg is an oila, but the whole animal has kedusha. And we said, according to the Meiri and Rabbeinu Gershom, the leg itself also only has kedushas damim of an oila. That's what comes out according to them. That's why it's redeemable. The leg is redeemable, according to them. That was one significant machlokes rishonim. And now we have another major machlokes rishonim, which is whether we say his pashtas by a significant aver is logical. Or is pashtus by a significant aver not logical? It's really all it is a gzeres hakosef. And according to Rashi, it's logical, like the Ritva in Kedushin.
And that's why Rashi says that the Gemara's question by Oif can only be where it's only a limb. If it's a significant limb, then according, of course you would say Ispashtus, like you would say in Kiddushin. According to the other Rishonim, like namely the Rambam, who learned that the Gemara's question of Oif is even by a major limb, they obviously hold that it's always a pasuk, it's never logical, and we need some kind of understanding. What is this machlekes? First of all, why is it logical? L'chayr, if a guy says, I'm only being machdish, the heart, the lung, the head, it should only be that, especially if he says it. He says, I'm only doing that. Why is it logical? And also, what is the machlekes? If it's not logical, we have a problem with the sugyan kedushin applying it to a woman, to an isha. That's also a problem. Okay. I think that we will, although I wanted to finish this week, I think we really need another week in the sugya. So I will give you a little more Mara Makaymish just to look up for next week, and we'll come to some kind of conclusion on this Machlekes Rishonim. If you can, I'll just give you some Mara Makaymish right now if you don't get a chance to... Okay. Let's do, look up the Rambam in Maisa HaKarbonas, Perek Tezvov, Halacha Beis. Okay. And the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, Perek He, Halacha Yudalit. And over there, also to look in the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah. Okay.